Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in. So going into 2024, there are three big upcoming changes coming into the Lagos real estate market. And in this episode, I'm going to be breaking down those three big changes and to also help you navigate and take advantage of what's coming up. So the first one is increase in survey fee. Now, before getting into it, I want to define what a survey means for the first-time listeners to the podcast. A survey is simply a demarcation of a portion of land, stating its boundaries, where a land begins and where it ends. When you buy land, your portion needs to be demarcated to you. But that is what is called survey. Now, the Lagos State Government has informed all the real estate developers and the companies it plans to review the survey fee in 2024. So, going forward, there will be price increasing in processing of registered survey. And you may be asking, what is the importance of registered survey? Well, registered survey is one of the most important property documents. When you buy land, before getting certificate of occupancy, the first documents required is the registered survey. So there will be price increasing in processing of the registered survey. So in Etios, our local government, which means Ikoyi, Victoria Island, Lekki Phase 1, all the way down to Aja, Awaya, and so on, to the end of to the beginning of Ibeji-Lekki. You know, Etios starts from Ikoyi all the way down to the end of Aja. So the new fee will be 1.5 million naira. And for Ibeji-Lekki, the new price will be 1 million naira. And for Ekpe, the new price will be 600,000 naira. Usually, Ekpe used to be 500,000 naira. So how to navigate is, if you bought any land this year, that is 2023, and you are yet to clear your processing of document fee, that is register survey and documentation fee, make sure you clear it before the end of this year. And if you are planning to buy any land and you are procrastinating whether to buy it this year or next year, this is the best time to take advantage, key into the estates, because there is promotion going on right now on most of the properties, and you can also take advantage of documentation fee at current price. Now, the second changes that is coming up is governmental development and estate price increase. By next year, 2024, there will be price increase in most of the estates, precisely in Ibeji-Lekki and Ekpe, because recently the Lagos State Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu presented 2024 budget to the State Assembly, and from his speech, they have been working so hard to secure investment for Lekki Ekpe International Airport. They are almost through with the processing and the construction will be starting very soon. So once the construction starts, all the estates within that neighborhood will appreciate immediately, all the way down to Ekpe. You know, whenever there is big governmental development within a neighborhood, all the properties in that neighborhood appreciate higher. So most of our estates in Lekki Ekpe International Airport, especially the Fairmont Green and Smart Estate, Amen Estate Phase 3, Ituno Residential Estate, and so many more. All the estates in that neighborhood will be appreciating. So before the price go higher, if you have a plan to secure any estates in that neighborhood, especially we have Ituno Residential Estate, Fairmont Green and Smart Estate, we also have the Lagoon Front Estate, Alaro City, Ekpe. So they are very close to the Lekki Ekpe International airport neighborhood. Once the construction starts, the price will be appreciating. And currently, we are having promo and discount on most of those estates. So if you have a plan to key into any of the properties in that neighborhood, now is the best time to take advantage. So the Lagos State Government have also secured investment for the 4th Mainland Bridge, and the construction will be starting as soon as possible in 2024. The third upcoming changes is massive development in Ibeju-Lekki and Epe. Because of high demand and shortage of supply in apartments in Epe and Ibeju-Lekki, and because of the rising governmental development, the construction of the Lagos Film City have started. The Dangote refinery have started working, and there are almost 18,000 people working for the Dangote refinery. So there is high demand for accommodation and residential development. So the developers have already planned it to start developing Epe immediately. So by next year, there will be development of duplexes, apartments, terraces, and all the big development in Lekki Phase 1 and Aja will start immediately in Epe and Ibeju-Lekki. And once all these developments start, there will be price increase in properties in Epe. So in Epe, we have Dominion Foreshore Estate facing the Ikorodu-Epe Expressway, just about 4 minutes from Epe T Junction. It's selling 500 square meters for 15 million naira all inclusive. The estate is already 80% sold out and allocation has been done. So development will start immediately. We also have the Vacation City in Ilara Epe selling 500 square meters for 1.8 million naira. So by next year, there will be lots of developments in most of our estate in Epe. So if you have planned to key into any property by next year, if you have the capital, do not procrastinate. This is the best time. You can take advantage of all the deals and discounts before next year and upcoming price changes. If you're enjoying today's episode, here are three ways you can work with me, support me, and this podcast. Number one, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker, or a team who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable, they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number two, refer me to a friend who need a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who need a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868. Or you can email me at realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number three is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platforms, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.